but bear with me for a moment. Okay, so we're going to talk to Kyle. We just did a boots on the ground earlier at 5 o'clock. So for anybody that's interested in joining us before this particular meetup every month, we do a boots on the ground where we actually go through a property. And we went through one before we came here. And I'm going to have Kyle tell us about what we did tonight.
Yeah, we were over in the South Linden area. It was a duplex built in the 60s. The current owner has had it since 2019. He's recently done a lot of updates to it, including exterior paint, repaved the driveway, new windows, new central air, new hot water tank, new furnace, updated kitchens and bathrooms, and separate electric boxes for the two units. The upstairs unit is rented at $900 a month, which is about the fair average market value in the area. The lower unit was the empty unit, and it was kind of a construction zone still going on in there. The private note said they were just painting, but it looked like they had a little more cleaning up to do. We did notice some interesting tile work on the wall, but the current owner says that's been there the entire 4 years. He's owned it, hasn't had any issues with it. So if you're getting $900 for each unit, they're currently asking $180, and that's down from $200 after about 5 months on the market. My analysis of the comp suggested a better market value of about $160. So it definitely is cash flowing nicely at those numbers. If you were to get it for the $160 price and get $900 for each unit, you'd be cash flowing about $760 a month off of that property, barring any major catastrophes discovered in an inspection, which of course we always recommend you getting. Some people here had some questions and concerns about it being partially subterranean. The lower unit, when you were inside, the windows were about chest height and you were looking out, like straight out at the ground. But as Mark pointed out, you know, there was no kind of indication of dampness or moisture or any kind of problems there. And he said in the 4 years he's owned it, he hasn't had any problems out of it either.
Our big question when we toured it is it had ceramic tile partway up on the wall, like where you would have a chair rail, you know, normally with paneling, only it was ceramic tile.
Up to ground level.
Yeah, up to ground level. And so we were like, was there a problem? Did they do that to hide something, you know, like moisture coming in or whatever? And, but Kyle got a hold of the seller.
The listing agent.
And there was no water that we could tell was coming through. And he said it was like that when the seller bought the property. It was already on the wall like that. So it just made us pause, kind of wondering why they did that.
Interesting aesthetic choice, but
yeah, it's in every room also, which is the odd thing. It's in every bedroom. It's in the living room.
And just on the exterior.
Exterior
not on any of the interior.
But no odor of any kind of mildew or anything of that sort. Generally, you'll get an odor when there's moisture. And we've had some pretty heavy rain lately. So I would think with the heavy rain, there would have been some other indication, and there were no indications of moisture.
What you actually pointed out was probably the right choice of material, a ceramic.
Right.
Yeah.
I hate to see wood
versus
the concrete
wood.
Below grade. Ceramic tile below grade, concrete
the
is the proper material.
Right, exactly.
If it was wet behind it, it probably would have popped off.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Yeah, it looked very sound.
And how long has the owner currently owned this one?
Since 2019.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he said that was there when he bought it. And so since 19, it didn't look like there was any moisture damage at all that we could
right,
see.
Right.
Yeah.
But it just made us pause when we saw it.
Some of those things too, like that's more common in other areas, like in the Caribbean, you see that a lot, mm-hmm. tile walls, and just like a lot of concrete and ceramic.
I mean, I think it's a good use of the product they used. It just made us pause a little bit wondering,
sure, yeah.
you know, if there was
like,
something
like you said, it was just on all the exterior walls. If it was a design choice, you would think it would have been continued
yeah.
around on all of the walls. So it just kind of raised some eyebrows, you cool. know?
And the other thing we noticed is that they had sided all the way to the ground on the outside. And we just kind of, you know, wondered about that you don't see that all the time.
When do you think it was built?
It was built in 64.
Okay.
Was it a finished basement otherwise, or was that the only?
It's been listed as a multifamily duplex.
It's an entire unit in the basement.
Okay.
An actual living unit.
Just an up-down duplex. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So we believe it's a cinder block foundation, but we could see they had ran electrical conduit through the cinder block. There was actually a quote unquote miscellaneous basement, which is the first time I've seen that phrasing. There was ducts in the floors in the subterranean unit. So, but the numbers do seem to work out very well. You know, you could be cash flowing $760 a month off of that if you were going to use it as an investment. If you wanted to move it into a house hack it, live in one unit yourself, and have the other unit rented, your contribution, you know, your mortgage, you got $1,200 a month, and it's being rented, the top unit being rented at $900 a month, you'd only have to pay $300 a month to live there and own that duplex in a rapidly appreciating area. So the numbers do work. I feel like a lot of people are probably just trepidatious because of the condition that it's in and the unusual tile work that we saw, but, you know, get your inspections done, do your due diligence, and if everything looks okay.
It was on a nice little side street that ended up not dead ending.
Well, kind of dead ending, yeah.
It, into a T crossing into a park. And
which street?
23rd.
Yep, East 23rd.
East 23rd.
Mm-hmm. South Linden area.
Mm-hmm. And so the street was relatively quiet when we were there and just kind of a nice little neighborhood community. So perfect. Thank you so much.
Was the mic on this time?
It was, yes.